literally start immediately. A wing my wit. I can start immediately. A wing my wit. How you like that, dude?
A wing my wit. We on it.
I heard, did he like to clean up?
So what? Swabbing the, you're talking about swabbing
the dicks? I think he
swabbed the
dicks.
Oh, no.
That was, I didn't hear that from the trial. That was, somebody told me that that was in the trial. So I don't know swab if it is. I think he swabbed the dicks. I think that was one of his things. But we were laughing about it earlier, just that poor lady's husband's in the trial. He's listening.
I know, bro. I know.
Now, obviously, he's into it.
You think?
Definitely.
Okay.
There's no way. Day one, you would have went, I'm out.
Yeah.
He's obviously like, I knew this about her.
Yeah, true.
I would like a, you know how they do those like courtroom drawings? Yeah. It'd be funny to have him in the back, like dark red face with smoke coming out of his ears. Oh, no.
His thought bubbles coming out of his head. Yeah, that's pretty wild because, yeah, they're like, that's the defense, I guess. They're hitting her with like, and you fucked this guy too, right? And she's like, yes, I did.
The problem is there's so many texts of her like saying she liked it.
Getting freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that. So there's
she
a
was saying
of-
like, yeah, and they called them FOs. She would be
FO?
Like, when's our next FO? Oh, she would off. Be like, yo, we need to do a freak. She would like be like,
damn.
Did he please, did he?
Apparently
allegedly,
his,
I have no
for
idea.
Sure. Yeah, no, there was, yeah, they're built. That's the whole case being like, bro, the problem was he lied about hitting her and that video of him beating her came out. Which
tough.
Again, if you're a Diddy's defense, you go, okay, he hit his wife. Sorry, like, let's press charges on that, but not not sex trafficking. So that's, but yeah, the texts are damning.
Yeah.
But I saw there was a thing from his former assistant that stated like, you know, he got in there and they were like, bro, we're, this is his kingdom. We're here to serve. And then it like kind of jumped to the fact that there's a video of him dancing around like a fool on Molly. He said he was, and they're like, were you partying? He goes, I was drunk off the Ciroc. I had taken Molly.
Don't name your
he
brand.
He goes, I was Diddy flipping. He literally, he was Diddy bopping. He goes, I was Diddy bopping. And he literally, in front of the judge, under oath, goes, yeah, I was vibing. Like, he was vibing at the FO, but he goes, you kind of like, I don't know if he was trying to paint the picture, like, he was kind of forced on you to, like, party down like that. Which is, like, you could have just said no.
Yeah.
He was like, I kind of had to vibe in order to keep the job. So, that's not, it's kind of starting to look like, from my perspective, that everyone was having a great time at these Diddy parties. Which I've said all along, I'm like, look, there might have been evil stuff going on, but I do think people were partying down. It's, you know, it's a giant drug-fueled orgy.
Yeah, they were talking about like four-day sex parties.
Yeah.
You ever have sex for an hour?
I don't think so.
You go, this blows.
It's so much.
Yeah.
No, this is like
four
when you
days?
Need like stimulants and electrolytes
I'm
having
fucking
sex.
3 minutes. You better get yours because I'm going to get mine.
I'm about to freak off right now.
I'm a freak. I had a couple of freak offs. I've been in a hotel for a week. I was having nothing but freak offs down in Atlanta.
You're getting electrolytes going?
I was fucking just jacking off in a hotel room for 10 days. Jeez.
Swabbing the deck.
Sometimes you got to swab the deck like a cat before bed. You go like, Matt. Oh, man.
Yeah, that trial, I guess that's going to fall apart, I guess, you know, if you get the text. Because, again, the sex trafficking has to be, they have no idea. Like, you have to be tricking them into taking them.
I feel like we throw around sex trafficking a lot.
It's definitely broadened.
State lines are really,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but it's also like, yeah, it's definitely broadened.
So if I call a lady from, you know,
yeah,
Montana.
Yep.
And I don't explicitly say, I want to have sex.
Yeah.
Then we have sex.
It's you're in the gray area. If you say, hey, let's just sit here and you want to chill and watch a movie?
Do you want to watch me play Xbox for a weekend?
Trafficked.
Congratulations, you've been trafficked,
yeah,
by the best.
I thought we were going to game.
You just got tricked by one of the all-time traffickers.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. But yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing is, if he gets off, like say, you know, say his defense, you know, they rally, they get him off.
He's going to have to team up with Ye if he gets
off. That's exactly what I was saying.
He's going to have to.
There's no choice. He's going to have to become a Nazi.
I mean, either way, he might have to become a Nazi if he goes to jail, or right now, dude, he's in full Nazi territory. He just has to be a Nazi. I wonder if Kanye's music has reached the prisons.
I think so. I think they're getting.
I wonder if he could unite the ABs and the blacks.
Whoa. And because the whites
Latinos are in trouble if the blacks
the whites
Nazis.
Are aligned with the Mexican Navy as well in prison.
The Mexican Navy?
The whites and the Mexicans ride together.
Yes.
So he could unite the factions. I mean, again, you know, people keep acting like that's genuinely a summer banger. It's like, it's not a summer banger. Let's be real.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's that.
Do you think that's the summer? I mean, again, I'm not putting you in the hot seat.
I'm not in the hot seat, but I'm pretty sure he sampled All Quiet on the Western Front. And that's all it took for me. I've been waiting for somebody to sample that fucking noise. It happened to be in the worst song possible. But the first time I listened to it, I heard the dan and I was like, oh, here it comes. And then it went right into, I was like, oh,
when
shit.
When that dan and an kicks in, yeah. I remember I saw the video being premiered on one of the streams.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, fuck. But then it goes right back into just
All Quiet
like,
on the Western Front. Something.
Oh, that's kind of tight.
I think that's it, right? I haven't heard anyone bring it up, which I'm surprised they haven't.
I didn't know that was All Quiet on the Western Front.
As soon as I heard it, I said, it has to be this one, you know?
Stop doing this to me, yay!
Don't make it the coolest thing possible, yay! Can somebody play the music? The Kanye? It is the All Quiet? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow.
I knew it. I could feel it. I could feel it.
I mean, yeah, and he could if he's got something else up his sleeve, because that's obviously my thing is like,
you know, how it just came up right away on my.
Yes.
All right, I can't play it, but
that's the thing. What I'm saying
it's
is
pretty easy to find. If I open Twitter, it's playing.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. My thing is if he dropped one that you can actually play somewhere, that would have been, I think, kind of devastating. Obviously, you know, he got his message across loud and clear with his song. But I'm saying I don't know why I'm even saying like he needs to come out with a more broadly popular. I think he's over that. I think he's been there, done that. Now he's kind of more in a niche.
Yeah. Now he's yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. People were wondering how he was going to top I Suck My Cousin's Dick.
No one's even talking about that.
People are going, there's no way he can top that.
Yeah, imagine announcing that to the world, and then the next week everyone's like, yeah, fuck that. Check this out. And you're like, it's pretty wild.
People aren't bringing that up. He might have regretted I Suck My Cousin's Dick song and gone, we got to hurry up and get in the studio. We got to make these people forget about Suck My Cousin's Dick song.
Yeah, but dude, where did he find the guys in the video? You see the dudes in the wolf costumes?
They're down, bro.
I mean, for sure. But
those guys are all about it.
I know. It's crazy. That's a weird casting call. It's like, bros, let's go. Because his casting call was...
Yeah.
Men, I think he said, men at blacker than LeBron, minimum. Which is such a funny... I think, I don't know if it was that exactly, but... No, that wasn't AI.
No, those were real Nazis. Yeah.
Those dudes. That's been a silent battle for a while.
That's gotta be tough for you, LeMaire, with your fucking Whoopi Goldberg view sensibilities.
Yeah,
it's gotta be hard for you to see this.
It's been I've been off Kanye for like 2 years now.
I know.
Yeah,
you've been off him. You're saying?
Yeah, I haven't even heard this song yet.
Our Uber driver was blasting.
No, I still haven't heard it yet.
The Nazi song.
Oh god damn!
Our Uber driver was just blasting Kanye. So he was, you know, he's not off him.
I'm still listening to Kanye.
Yeah, songs are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Songs are great. They were, yeah, it was a nice little playlist he had going on.
Yeah.
The problem is with the new song is it does get stuck in your head a little.
It completely does.
Yeah.
It was fun showing my wife. I was like, check this out. She just got to be like, what the fuck?
It is fun to show people.
Yeah.
Like there, I was so happy. He goes, I haven't heard it yet. I was like, oh, you haven't heard it yet? Wait till you fucking hear this. You're literally not going to believe it. While it's playing, you're going to go,
oh. So wait, is he a billionaire or not? He keeps saying he's a billionaire. Then I hear like he just like doesn't even have He can't even have a bank account. That would be tough to.
I think he's allowed to have a bank account again.
Can he?
Yeah. I think they took it away the first time.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah, you can't do that. We got to pass a law where you can't do that.
You can't take everything from someone.
Yeah, you can't just take
bad words.
Bank account. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that's that nuts. Only happens
I know.
In certain situations. But.
Yeah, well, he's.
Matt.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Who's that one group? Matt. All right, let's switch this.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. It depends on the situation. But yeah, that's the black train.
It's the same idea, though. It's like, yeah. Let's just all get
while. Were you at any of the Diddy parties, or did you miss that?
What the fuck, and where did that come from? How did that? Of all questions.
Wait, did you miss that train?
How did that go?
That train might have left the station.
That train took off from the station.
You were right there to get on
that.
That
train took off from the station for sure.
You were close.
Yeah. No, I wasn't at that train station.
You left early? You left early?
No, that was down the street from me. I wasn't there. No.
Did you ever meet Diddy?
Yo, what the fuck?
Bro. Yo. I forgot you. He's actually like, yo,
I've seen pictures with you there. Yo, what's the look you gave me? That's the look of somebody. He's like, well, I got cold, hard facts. I've seen you with the guy. You know. Nah.
Damn.
Never been to that train station, though, no.
No, good for you.
Yeah, that's good. Having nobody has, goals. Apparently.
Yeah, everyone has.
I was relieved to learn that nobody was at the party.
I've been relieved. Turns out no one was there. Everybody I've asked says, no, I was not there.
Well, everyone pushes the time back. Like, yeah, I always left at 2 a.m. At 3 a.m., everyone busted their dicks out. It's like, how do you know?
Wasn't Denzel saying that?
Yeah.
Denzel was like, no, I got out of there.
I think Denzel was there whispering like cool Bible quotes to people, like the devil gets close to you when they're most successful.
That would fuck you up.
And they're both getting their dicks sucked.
He said that about the, I think it was the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that was Diddy's house he said that at.
No, probably not, but.
What the fuck, man? This dude be having cold, hard facts, but mixes up the stories.
I'm a storyteller.
Denzel, yeah, that would fuck you up. You're on ecstasy at a Diddy party.
Fuck.
Denzel Washington comes up and whispers a
Training Days
quote.
Training Days.
Oh, shit.
These guys are sick, man. Seriously.
The Diddy party. Who God. Was there at least one guy?
Who was at the Diddy party?
Yo, guys. Yo, what the fuck, man?
Just tell us.
Yeah, I see. It was like a back-to-back. Y'all are running a train on questions here.
We're back. Woo, baby. All right. Here we are.
We'll put an ad there.
Oh, sorry.
We'll be back.
Sorry about that. I shit my pants.
Oh, man.
Damn, Drewski, you are the man.
So what else is going on?
Nah, fuck out of here, man. We're not going to flip it like that.
Nah, you're the man.
We're not just going to throw that shit around, say that, and then be like, oh, man, you're the man, bro. Nah, we're not cutting from that and coming there. Fuck out of here. We're not going to cut.
What a cool story you just told us.
What a cool story you told us, man. You the man, bro.
Make sure you edit that
out.
It's
like, that's worse than having it actually in there.
Sorry. Oh, fuck.
Nah.
The Wild Wild West.
I don't know, man.
There was the court testimony of that one producer who got like led along, and he said like he would try to like mix tracks and Diddy would just fucking scoop his balls. Like he said that in court. That's what he claimed. That's legal document.
But we've also talked about
that.
That's
neither here nor there. I know nothing about that. Yeah.
Scooping balls is fun.
That's guys having fun.
That could also have been Diddy might have been he might have liked horseplay. And sometimes people take that the wrong way.
That's true.
That's not horseplay, by the way. That's not a nut check. Nut check is like a quick fap. It's not.
You don't ever walk up behind your boys and go,
Nah, can't wait to party with you later.
Yeah, this is getting out of hand.
You this is, go behind
this
them
is getting out of hand. Oh, man.
You're a good girl.
Nah,
you're a good girl. Oh, fuck. Yeah, this probably isn't good.
Now we're
back.
Yeah, we're going to have to scratch all this shit.
It's fun stuff.
Huh?
Nah, it's good.
It's fun stuff. We definitely can take out.
This is fun stuff.
It's fun stuff. You can, you'll be all right.
There are serious allegations against him, but yeah, I would never. He's a innocent until proven guilty in my book. So we'll see what happens.
Why do you look at me after saying that? Like, just look at the fucking camera and say, don't look at me.
Dude.
Yo, bro's looking at me and say, hey, here's what it is, right?
Rule one of filming. I'm not going to.
You get it. You know it. It is what it is, man. Hey, man, that's your prerogative.
Let's
man.
Switch gears. Yeah. Let's switch gears.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cassie line. I'm kidding. Oh, man. So what else? So, yeah, I actually did want to walk through this with the house. Mm-hmm. Like, are you shy to like do like intimate acts with like around a camera crew or like
how do nah, you do I think nah, with this show is like a different side of, you know, everything that I've ever done.
You're being a little sweetie on the show.
Yeah, wait, huh?
You're being a sweetheart.
Yeah, what's the difference? Yeah. Oh, we're just being sweet.
You're being a little sweetie.
We can't go from the last topic and just go there and start talking about sweetie.
I'm switching gears.
Yeah.
This is a completely different topic. Saying, all right. So it's I think a ton of women in a house.
Yeah. No.
Totally different.
But
topic.
I do show a different side on the show though, for sure. It's not the like the CEO character that you may see on like Could Have Been Auditions. It's still hilarious. It's a great show, but it does have, you know, me getting, you know, serious with some of the girls and like trying to see what's going on. Yeah.
This would be awesome. But to answer my question, how do you separate? No, for real. Like if you got the camera crew there, do you like, is that kind
nah,
of,
nah, we never, I've never fucked on camera.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Nah. I didn't fuck none of the girls in the house. Okay,
so just like hand jobs and shit.
No, yeah, we didn't do none of that shit. No. We,
I got you.
No hand jobs in the show.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no hand jobs.
No hand jobs in the entire season.
No sexual nothing.
The whole season.
Yeah, no, it's on YouTube. It's not.
Oh, so people, I always thought those shows were like free-for-alls.
No. They, we never, the most is probably some kissing.
All right, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick, actually.
Yeah. You kiss?
You got to see a couple of
what was his name?
Yeah. Okay, see now
that's an attack.
Right, I'm joking about.
Nah, it was some studs in there. So yeah, I understand. They prefer to be called that.
All right. What? Yeah, dude, you'd be legend if you wiped a stud on the show at the end of the premiere.
You got to see
for the finale.
You
true,
have no idea, yeah.
True, yeah. But let me know. I mean, fuck. Let me know what I'm talking about.
My wife said, let me know. Nah, you got to watch it, man. You gotta
when's
see
it come
the
out?
Episodes. February, around Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
I don't got an exact date, but around that time, yeah.
Are you going every episode at once? Or?
After we send the cease and desist for this episode being.
This episode will get taken down, but we could just air this part.
Yeah. Just certain parts.
We can have like a 3-minute podcast of us going, when's it out? Great. It's a 3-minute pop. Are you gonna do it like all the episodes at once, or you gonna do it weekly?
I think we'll do
every few days.
Yeah, no, we'll do weekly for sure. Just because last time we got a little carried away with editing. We didn't have a full team. We only had like one guy.
Oh shit.
So it was like so stressful.
That's crazy.
So we started doing bi-weekly, then it went like a month by, and then the fans were confused. They're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
So
that happens.
What's next? What's next on the dock?
Just doing more shit, man. Just trying to. We have a Netflix show in the like the writer's room process right now, so we have that going on. Kudos to your show as well.
Thank you.
On there, yeah.
Thank you.
Why didn't I've never seen your boy on there. This is my first show.
He's in it. You
dude,
can't
I dissolved
see him.
Into the role. Good of an actor. Yeah, I dissolved into the role. Most people don't even know it was me.
You blend it.
He's the cop. He's the cop on the show.
Oh, you're the cop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's we'll method in. Acting. You're doing a little bit. Yeah, okay. I didn't notice that. Nah, that's. Yeah. I've got to dig.
No, for real. He just has like, he has like a mustache and a crew cut and a helmet and glasses.
Yeah.
People didn't know it was him.
Yeah.